Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's time for your Thursday late edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 12th of November, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Apple has said, to the British, you ain't getting any encrypted data. That's right, Apple has opposed a new British law that says it would require it to provide authorities with access to encrypted data, as according to Apple, it would create vulnerabilities hackers could exploit. This is according to the man himself, Mr. Tim Cook. Now, Mr. Cook was speaking to a bunch of students in Dublin when this question arose, and he said that Apple would need to create a backdoor, quote, in the encryption to comply, and this would actually expose data to hackers, so it wouldn't be a good idea. Quoting Mr. Cook, he said,
"If you leave a backdoor in the software, there's no such thing as a backdoor for good guys only." Aww.
Meaning if there's a backdoor, it doesn't really matter. Anybody can just come on in. Now, those of you in Britain that have been living under a rock, well, you might remember last week Britain unveiled a draft surveillance bill that would place explicit obligation on service providers to help intercept data and hack suspects. Going to be a lot of tooth and nail fighting, I feel, over this one. Staying in the news with our UK listeners, you on Virgin Media? Well, get ready to pay up some more next year. Yes, that's right, Virgin Media customers who are signed up to the company's big bundles will soon see their monthly bill go up by £4 freaking. Ah, but the good news is, at least according to Virgin Media, that will also include a £1 line rental increase. So I guess it's a total of $4. It would only be $3 if they didn't have to do that. Now, of course, a lot of people have taken to social media over this and are not too happy, especially when the company boosted its broadband speeds up to 200 megabits at the end of September and said, hey, this is free of charge. Ain't going to cost you anything extra. I guess the fine print there is they didn't tell you how long it's not going to cost you extra. Taking a little step backwards now and going back to data and governments, this time, though, in the U.S. And this one has to do with Facebook. And before I can even tell you, Facebook gave your data away. Yeah, that's right. Facebook has actually handed over your data, that is if you're on Facebook, in response to about 80% of U.S. law enforcement requests. This was part of Facebook's Global Government Request Report that they released yesterday. And in fact, they're handing more data over now than they were in 2014, about 23% more now than they were. However, though, Facebook wants to stress that it doesn't just hand over your data easily. Nah. They say they scrutinize each request they receive for legal sufficiency. This is according to Facebook's official lawyer, Chris Sonderby. And we all know how truthful lawyers are. Of course, we can't pin this all on Facebook or even in the U.S. Google's also in the same boat as well as many other internet companies that want to have your data. In fact, worldwide data collection from governments, up 112%. Let that sink in for you for a little while. And finally, since we are talking about governments, we're going to talk about Russia again today. You know why? Because we've not talked about Russia for a while in the podcast. Yes, this has been very much a government and data edition of the BTN News Show. So let's end it on that note, shall we? Now, this will definitely go out to all of our listeners in Russia. Not really sure about how much there are of you there. But hey, if you managed to get through the Putin Iron Curtain, thank you very much for listening. If you're on Twitter in Russia, well, guess what? Russia is demanding to store your Twitter data within their country. Yes, this is all coming from the country that blocked Reddit, banned some of Wikipedia, and even threatened Facebook a little bit because things apparently just weren't too straight for them on there. And we'll leave it at that. So the Russian state media censors, the Rokomenduza, have issued a demand in response to a change in the site's terms and conditions. Remember Twitter changed their user agreement a few months back? In case you forgot. Yeah, they did. Well, it says in that agreement anyways that people must provide a set of metadata. But apparently Russian state media censors, they see this a little different. They say to their understanding, this counts as personal data to basically identify an individual. So they kind of want that data for themselves. That's because Russia passed a law last year requiring any state with user data of Russian citizens to be located right in the good old Russia. Now, there's no really word on how Russia is actually going to enforce these laws or sanctions, but I got one word for you. Putin. That is how it's going to get done. If you guys got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Hey, don't forget, BTN listeners, it's the big show tonight right here on the British Tech Network, 8 p.m. UK time. Good panel, as always, coming up on the big show. Jeff's going to be on there. Doc, Steve, and Ratty going to be entertaining you this evening. Or morning or afternoon. Wherever you are in the world, you can catch it live right here on the British Tech Network. They'll be diving into all the juicy little tech stories that have been happening all week long. So you don't want to miss it. Big show tonight, 8 p.m. UK time live right here on the British Tech Network. As for the new show, we'll see you tomorrow for Friday's edition. Woohoo! Yeah! I really needed to get here too. It's been one of those weeks. How about for you? In any case, we'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.